Troy Locker Room Chat continuing here on KNZA. It is brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, and Kinsey Farms, also Exchange Bank. We're joined by the Troy boys basketball coach, that is Jonathan Rodvell, coming off a loss to Axtell in a good game earlier this week. But, Coach, let's go back to last Friday. You guys go on the road, beat Frankfort 37-29. What'd you see in that game against the Frankfort Wildcats, and what'd you like there?
Yeah, I really loved our defense. We had a game plan. We knew that the Anderson kid is one of the best players in the TVL and probably the best shooter, not just the TVL, one of the best shooters in the whole area. And so we knew we wanted to try and keep the ball out of his hands as much as possible. But along with that, they're a balanced team, and they've got good players all across the board. And so we knew it was going to be a battle. And offensively, we weren't we weren't hitting anything. We haven't shot very well all year, but we just came out and we battled, and we crashed the boards as much as possible. And I think we won the rebounding battle. And it was a tight game all the way through. I mean, we had the lead, but it was, it was always a close game. And Frankfort's a really tough place to go and play anyway. But I'm really proud of the boys. It was not only one of our best defensive efforts, our best of the year, but in the past few years, it was probably right up there with defensive performances. And so hopefully that's a good point for us to be able to look at and say, hey, it doesn't matter how your offense does, you can still win games even if shots aren't falling. And that's something that we've always pointed at, but it's good for the boys to do it and to experience that and give them momentum going forward.
And you make the Friday-Tuesday turn, and you get a top-tier team in Axtell, one of the best in 1A D2. 61-56 was that final. Axtell able to get it done, but what about that one on Tuesday?
Well, we came out, we jumped all over them, and we had a good lead. We were hitting shots at home, something that we really haven't done well this year, like I said earlier. And we had the last 2 minutes. We knew the last 2 minutes of the first half was going to be really crucial. And once again, we did not execute. We didn't run the plays correctly, and then we took a bunch of poor shots. And when games are close, or you're right there on the edge of stretching the game out, you want to carry that momentum into halftime. And luckily, they only scored a basket in there, and our defense was pretty good all the way through. But you wish you had those last couple of possessions in the first half back. Because, looking at the final score of the game, that's, a few points definitely would have helped us down the road. And then we had a decent third quarter, and we had some guys knock down some shots again. Defense was pretty good. And then we got into the fourth quarter, and it seems to be our Achilles heel so far, as we've got to either stretch our leads out when we get them, or we just got to be smart with the basketball. And give them a lot of credit because they took advantage of a lot of our mistakes or our stagnant offense later in the game. We were kind of caught in between, well, do we run clock or do we continue with the offense? Well, we continued with the offense, but we were so careful and worried about making a mistake that we weren't aggressive and we didn't attack. And so they really took advantage of that and went on I think it was a 21-3 run, somewhere like that. And they just buried shots and got out and ran and had 3 3-pointers in a row. And then, we settled down and we actually got back in it. We were getting whooped there, near the end of the game, but then we got some turnovers. We made some baskets, had some steals, made it interesting late. And we had a turnover at the end that had we been able to get to the basket, I mean, it would have came down to a free throw type of game and maybe would have had a last second shot to tie it up. So, I mean, I'm proud of how far we have really came. We've I mean, we've battled. I mean, at the start of the year, we're not looking very good, but everybody's starting to click and come together and figure out what it takes to win and play good, solid basketball like you're supposed to. So, I mean, it stinks that you had a team as good as Axtell on the ropes and you couldn't finish them off. But you also got to take the positive out of it and keep going with that.
Another tough one on Friday. You'll get Hanover and then a makeup game Monday against Onega before wrapping up the regular season on Tuesday against Donovan West, and Substate is certainly looming. So, Coach, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck here in these next couple of games. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Yeah, thank you.